All right, Bill Bartee, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors, and surviving a hurricane is no easy toy chore, and we've all been watching the news and watching everything still going on down around Wilmington and Cape Fear area, and we're going to have a firsthand report today.
I know. Who better to take on the after effects and ravages of a hurricane other than a fly tire, a fishing Sherpa, and a filmmaker, and that's who our next guest is. From Double Hall Guide Service, Captain Seth Vernon's going to join us here on the Carolina Outdoors. Captain Seth, welcome.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thanks for checking in on us here on the Port City. We're making a quick recovery.
Well, that's right. We're straight out of Wilmington. We want to stay serious for a little bit before we find out about the fishery. Tell us about the hurricane and the after effects of the hurricane currently in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Certainly. Well, when the hurricane made landfall here in Wilmington, the eye passed right over the community of Wrightsville Beach, Figure Eight, my home in Bayshore, Middle Sound, affecting a lot of local community and families. And with that storm being 400 miles wide approximately, and the amount of rainfall that it dumped, it had serious catastrophic impacts on the lower Cape Fear River Basin. So while the kind of more urban and suburban communities have rebounded quickly, we'll be curious to see how well our rural communities and our freshwater fisheries in those areas are able to dig their way out in the aftermath, because they're just now experiencing some of the floodwaters receding.
Right. Currently, you're just, I think, supposed to crest some of those rivers today on Saturday, but everything... people are still out of their homes. Everything's still flooded, right?
That's correct. So many of the families that we've come into contact here as we've done some relief work, be it, you know, mending a fence or cutting up a tree or tarping a roof, they were flooded out of their homes. Even like high-density suburban residential developments that had severe flooding, we're talking about the after effects of black mold and folks that are displaced, they're not going to be able to live in their homes for a period of time as they rebuild. So we feel very fortunate here at our home, but we're definitely doing what we can to kind of lift up the spirits of those who were much less fortunate, whether they lost a roof or their homes or vehicles were flooded.
Well, and talk to us about that, because who better to know than a fishing guide or a person with a boat when that stuff's going on? And Seth, Don was talking about it earlier, and we've seen it. You and the fishing community have been active in helping those who need help afterwards.
Absolutely. One of the first phone calls that came in to me personally was from CCA North Carolina and Free Fly Apparel, and both of those companies wanted to work together. I put out on social media a call to action through the Raleigh fishing community, which was unaffected by the storm, and very willing to help. We're talking about people who had done the proper procedures to prepare themselves for the storm, had those impacts made it farther inland. So they donated all of their fuel and water and even generators and propane and diapers and batteries and things that we just don't think of that are basic human needs. And I was able to bring or haul that relief trailer in, disseminate all of those goods into the greater Wilmington community to those who were hard hit. And definitely are going to have long impacts, you know, after the storm. So it was really, really inspiring to see the fishing community, a lot of those anglers, fly anglers, just dig deep and want to help out this place that they love to vacation or fish.
Well, usually I watch your Facebook page to enjoy smiling faces of people holding redfish and sea trout, but
right.
suddenly you were the go-to guy for gasoline and shuttling gasoline to people down there, weren't you?
That's right. We were on a gas shortage. So many people had done the right thing in prepping their homes and their generators and purchasing gas and getting all their cans full in preparation for the storm's landfall. In the aftermath, there were so many people still without power and gas shortages, and Wilmington was pretty much an island. In fact, the route that I took from 40 to 421 was no longer viable once I made it through. It flooded and the road went away. 40 is now open, so Wilmington's open for business and getting much more commerce being brought in as far as supplies and fuel and things of those natures. But I was able to get fuel into generators and spare cans into the hands of people who were pretty much living off the grid for over a week.
Well, the problem is this continues on even after the water recedes. A house that's been flooded truly is not inhabitable for a long, long time and without a lot of work. So this is something that's going to take months to recover from, isn't it?
It is indeed. You know, I was fortunate to see the aftermath of Irma on my annual trip to the Everglades. I've been fortunate to see how those families and communities have rebuilt. Wilmington strong. If anything, this has been a great way to bond the community together. I've met friends of friends and people I'd never known before and been able to help with the relief effort. The area churches have done a great job. The area tackle shops have all gotten involved. We're seeing a really, really tight-knit community in the aftermath of the devastation that has been Florence. It's really inspiring, and it's a wonderful thing to behold, and we're really, really fortunate that we've got good people in this community and a strong kind of southern community where everybody's tied together in some way, shape, or form.
Our guest is Captain Seth Vernon. He's from Double Haul Guide Service straight out of Wilmington, North Carolina, and you're listening to the Carolina Outdoors. And you can listen wherever podcasts are heard or at jessebrowns.com or early on a Saturday morning via WBT Radio. And Seth, on a lighter note, Don mentioned the smiles that he sees on your Facebook page and those sorts of things. When do you think that's going to open up? When will the fishery be back to normalcy? And when will people be able to go fishing and escape you know, the floods and all of that sort of bad stuff that's happened?
Absolutely. So I-40 is now back open. Most of the major roads allowing people in and out of Wilmington are safe to travel, which is terrific news for so many reasons. The fishery, ironically, I had some friends get on the water in the aftermath of the storm. They were moving boats back to their normal anchorages, and they made their way out of Masonboro Inlet, and the albacore were already here busting up the small bay anchovy. So the fishery will rebound in a much quicker way than the human population. Right now, they're catching a lot of bull reds, like we're more commonly used to seeing and experiencing in the Pamlico, right here at home. And I've heard some reports of some sea trout. I was fortunate that many of my anglers that were going to come down and be here this week told me to get my friends and family and our community patched up. They would just reschedule for October. So my first trip on the water will be tomorrow, Friday, and then again this coming Saturday with charter guests. And I'm looking forward to posting some pictures of happy anglers with trout and redfish and flounder and the like.
I guess because life still goes on. You buckle it up and get back out there.
I've said it before, right. Fish like water, and they respond quite naturally to floods and things of that type. Pushes a lot of bait out in this case, and now you've got bull reds there suddenly. And for those that don't know, bull reds are the big boys, right?
That's correct. We've got a bunch of 30-plus inch fish roaming the jetties and hanging out in our nearshore inlets. We've got albacore on the beaches along with Spanish and kings, and then our normal redfish and sea trout in the inshore waters. And flats, and I have a feeling they're going to be pretty aggressive because they've had kind of a hurricane from all of the angling pressure.
Ooh, that might be a whole new word right there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, Captain Seth Vernon, tell us where we can find you. What's that Facebook page? What's that website? Where can we get more information on what you're doing and when you're doing it?
Absolutely. You can find me on Facebook at simply Seth Vernon, Double Haul Guide Service, my main website, which is great for just planning your vacation to the Cape Fear Coast, and then on Instagram at Capt Seth. That's CAPTSETH, or phone number 910-233-4520. Big thanks to you guys, and thanks to everyone who's had their eye on Wilmington and this community wanting to help out.
Hey, special thanks to you. That's Captain Seth Vernon signing off with the Carolina Outdoor Program. Also, special thanks to Jamie Yon of Tryon Performance coming on and getting Don and I into shape, as well as Den Mom Jennifer Clutter with the Mecklenburg Council of Boy Scouts of America for talking to us about girls in scouting. For TJ Boggs and Don Yeager, this is Bill Barty saying get outdoors, pick up your trash, and we'll see you next time right here on the Carolina Outdoors.